My invitation for you this week is to be totally sneaky and secretive. Now, doesn't just hearing that give you a burst of energy? We were certainly secretive and sneaky when we were kids, but when we're adults, we tend to be honest and open and want to be forthright. This week, however, let's do it a little bit differently. The invitation and the challenge is each day to commit an anonymous act of kindness. Let me emphasize the word anonymous. My guess is that many of you every day commit many, many acts of kindness to others and hopefully to yourself. The difference is that these acts of kindness need to be anonymous. No one should know that you've actually committed this act of kindness on their behalf. I must warn you, it's not exactly as easy as it sounds. This requires a bit of planning the night before. Please put a little small notebook beside your bed, and before you retire for the night, plan out exactly what act of kindness you will commit the next day. The secret of it all is you do not want to be caught. You don't want anyone to realize, I figured it out. You were the one who did it. Well, thanks a lot. That's not the idea. The idea is that you commit these acts and they are all anonymous and all secret. That's why it takes quite a bit of planning to be able to actually implement these acts each and every day successfully. I'm going to give you now some examples of what anonymous acts of kindness might look like. Obviously, the list is endless. I could talk for hours and hours offering examples, so you'll have to come up with your own ideas of what would give you a burst of energy in committing an act of kindness that has meaning for you. Some examples might be, you could wash dishes that are dirty for someone else. Of course, if you live in a household where it's obvious you did it, that particular act is not going to be anonymous. During a walk in your neighborhood, you could pick up some trash. Nobody's going to know that you actually did that. You could make an anonymous donation to a charity that you treasure and relish. You could leave a health food bar on a co-worker's desk when no one else was looking. You could send an anonymous note of appreciation and thanks to someone who was particularly helpful, though you obviously don't want to be clear about what they did specifically. You could answer a question that you have the answer to on the internet, but do that anonymously. You could send flowers to a friend. What a thrill it is to receive flowers, and you have no idea who sent them. You could plant a tree in your yard for a loved one who may be particularly challenged or troubled this week. As you pass by five strangers during the day, you could, silently to yourself, send them a little prayer. The prayer could sound something like this: may you find endless joy and happiness today. These are just some possibilities. These are just some examples. Please remember the rules of this mindfulness exercise this week. First, it needs to be an act of kindness. That's probably not going to be hard to fulfill. But second, the act of kindness needs to be anonymous. Nobody can figure out that you actually committed this particular deed. Remember, we want to open up those chakras. We want to strengthen that energy field. We want to become all that we are, and we want to be in our power. One of the ways, as it turns out, to do this is to be mindful in committing anonymous acts of kindness. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. May you have a magnificent week as you find endless joy and happiness each and every day.